Sung Si. She opened her eyes the moment the doorknob turned. Lying in the darkness, the little girl smelled cigarettes and oranges and hated them both. The air was still. Footsteps crossed the wooden floorboards, slow but deliberate. She closed her eyes quickly, knowing what was coming, but powerless to stop it. Deep, excited breathing, directly above her. Suddenly, the Harlem night seemed hotter than usual. The child began to sweat. A weight settled down beside her in the bed. She held her breath and waited. The first few caresses were random and innocent. A finger traced the Asian curve of her closed eyes, then twirled a sleek lock of her curly black hair. The outline of her nut brown lips was drawn, and then the fingers began to creep over her chin, past her barely budding breasts, and down below her tight stomach. The sheet she lay sweating under was slid back, and her dirty nightshirt hiked up. The hiss of excited breathing was the only sound in the room. Urgent fingers were inside her panties, pulling on the waistband until they were down past her knees. Sweaty hands parted her thighs and spread her legs wide. A nose pressed into her flesh, and she heard a deep inhalation of breath. And then, warmth and wetness enveloped her down there, and slurping sounds rose in the air. The girl lay rigid in the darkness as the soft tongue probed and licked at her private spot. She didn't cry out or move. She'd get her ass beat if she did. Besides, the action going on between her legs that used to feel stink and nasty didn't bother her so much anymore. If she held still and didn't fight it, it wasn't no worse than sitting in Mr. Jack's lap while his thing jumped out of his box. Already, she was a survivor. She could get through almost anything and forget most of it when she needed to. But there was no way she could forget the gifts. She lived for those, the wrinkled dollar bills that she'd find on her dresser in the morning.